Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, a dog in my name, Jethro Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil Daisy Duke.
And welcome to our Keys Please Celebrity Slip Up Spotlight on the Beverly Hillbillies, the TV show from the 60s that never dies.
And we're getting in touch with our country fried roots.
Well, a doggy, I always want to say that. You know, Jed always said that. Well, a doggy.
I don't think that's actually what he was saying, but.
Oh, well, you know, hey.
That's kind of like that Kiss This Guy thing that you hear where people mishear lyrics.
Well, the show was on from 1962 to 1971 on CBS. It had a lot of spinoffs, Green Acres, Petticoat Junction, they all connected up. But in 1971, CBS decided to say, hey, goodbye to the country. Goodbye to the hillbillies. And made some more sophisticated programming, like All in the Family, you know. But let's go back to what happened back then. And the whole concept was have a bunch of hillbillies move to Beverly Hills.
They get rich. Yeah. Don't forget the rich part.
Oh, yes.
Because hillbillies in Beverly Hills wouldn't have been funny if they hadn't have been massively crazy, light your cigars with bills.
Well, in the 80s, or was it the 90s? Yeah, the 90s, they had the movie, and I think there was a bit of a controversy a few years back when they tried a reality show called The Real Beverly Hillbillies.
Which never happened.
No, because a lot of people were outraged.
Especially the real hillbillies.
That's because you're stereotyping hillbillies and talking like this and being dumb!
You know what the scariest thing is about the Beverly Hillbillies?
What?
It's still running on television today.
You gotta be kidding. I know it's on DVD, but I didn't
think... It's running in syndication on cable channels in the United States, including TV Land. It's running today.
Really?
It will never die.
Well,
274 episodes.
Well, a doggy, the royalties. You know, really.
Probably not, because it was made back in the 60s.
But in the high point of the show, an album was released, and we're going to play hits from that album, if you want to call them hits. I just call them songs. Shall we?
Not even necessarily that.
I can't believe it. The banker, Mr. Drysdale, sings on the album.
Actually,
wow.
More scary than Mr. What? Drysdale sings.
What?
The secretary sings.
Yes. Yes, cheers.
I can't. Well, you know. Nancy Kauf coming up a little later. We've got Jethro Max Bear Jr. We've got Donna Douglas. Ellie Mae. Oh, I'd like Ellie Mae. Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, and her critters. And we got Granny singing, too, but we're starting off with the theme from the TV series, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Ballad of Jed Clampett, right here on
Geez Please Countrify.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. You know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kin folks said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie star.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
That's the way they live in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people.
morning feeling like a grouch. They take you to a doctor, you lay down on his couch. You thrill him with stories till his face is red. He charges you $40, he should pay you instead.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Places with high polluting class. They cook a piece of duck and stick it under glass. You get so darn mad, you want to kill the cook. You're there to eat the vittles, not just sit there and look.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They'll go out in a pasture where the grass is slick. They lay down a ball and hit it with a stick. It don't make no sense, bless my soul. They spend all day trying to lose it in a hole.
If you get a little hog skin down your sink, you could get a plumber, that's what you think. You look in the yellow phone book for the numbers. There's a million psychiatrists, but only two plumbers.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Have a plan. They want to look as pretty, as girly as they can. They go and buy a sweater and tight pants and they walk out looking just like a man.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Say, Granny, how about cracking that jug and making a toast to Mr. Drysdale?
I will do, Jed, will do.
Mr. Drysdale, it's you I want to thank for keeping my $40 million in your bank. Your bank has got it safe and sound. Weren't for you, we'd have buried it in the ground.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Cheese, please. And, you know, the cast of Beverly Hills 90210. And
no,
there's,
no, no,
I,
no,
I heard
no,
Brandon
no.
in there.
Stop that.
I heard Brandon in there, and I heard Donna in there, too. That's
no,
cool.
No, no, no. Not and, the cast of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
It's the cast of Beverly Hill Billy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just get mixed up there.
And before that, we had Flat and Scruggs.
Yes. Beverly Hills and of course, cast over the Beverly Hill Billies, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Flat and Scruggs and the Ballad of Jed Clampett.
That was a number one hit.
Oh, really?
In 62.
Wow. Okay, there we go. And by the way, my name is Snarf Dude.
Yes, Jethro. My name is Daffodil Daisy Dukes.
Yes, Jethro Snarf Dude. That's right. Hey, yeah! I should be talking like this, shouldn't I? What?
I don't know if you want to perpetuate the stereotype like that.
Oh, why not? It was on TV. What's the big deal? You know, really. Okay, whatever. And we're doing our Celebrity Slip-Up Spotlight on the Beverly Hillbillies, a very popular TV show back in the 60s. If you have no idea what we're doing, you have no idea
about what the show is.
One word. Wikipedia.
Indeed.
And if you don't want to do that, just listen to some enlightening tidbits that Daffodil's about to tell you.
Well, as the song says, Jed Clampett finds the oil when he shoots the ground, and oil comes bubbling up.
Yeah, it got bubbling up.
And they move to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's what $40 million does, I guess.
The entire show is about these people who didn't even know what a telephone was.
Yes.
Or an indoor bathroom.
Hey, you know the part I like?
Living in Beverly Hills.
You know the part I like?
What part did you like?
Their pond. You know what they call it?
I'm afraid to ask.
The cement pond. Not cement.
The cement.
Yeah, the cement pond.
Well, that's the way they talk.
Well, you know. And you know the funny thing is, the first time I saw this show, I had no idea what vittles are. You know, vittles had no idea. Or the term critters.
Vittles and critters.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. What?
You don't make vittles out of critters.
No. No.
And you got to keep your critters out of your vittles.
Yes, yes. And actually,
although after you're done with the vittles, what's left over you can give to the critters.
No, that's fine. I had no idea of this terminology when I was a kid and I watched it. But, you know, that's what I learned from the show. As a matter of fact, if you never saw it, you're about to learn a little bit yourself.
I can tell you a little bit about the critters.
Well, okay, fine. Go ahead.
They would be Ellie Mae's critters.
Yes.
There were dogs and puppies and cats and kittens, a deer, a possum, a bear, some goats, a raccoon, and the giant jackrabbit.
Oh, a giant jackrabbit.
Yes, the star of the most famous and most watched episode of the program.
Hey, don't tell what it is. Let's hook the audience. We'll tell them the most popular song in a moment. Popular episode, I'm sorry.
Popular animal?
Popular animal now. Yeah, let's not tell them too much
we'll
right
come
now.
We'll tell you after.
Yes, but we're about to play some songs about fiddles and critters. We've got the cast of the Beverly Hillbillies coming up with Critters, but we're starting off with Granny herself, Irene Ryan, and Vittles, right here on
Jeez Please Countrified.
Watch her a-cookin' for vittles, Granny. Watch her a-cookin' for vittles, Granny. What's for supper? What do you got?
Take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried bits, dried bits, skinny and white bits. Hog belly, frog belly, cooked a nice possum jelly. That's what's a-cooking in my pot.
Well, doggies.
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
What we're eating for vittles, Granny. What we're eating for vittles, Granny. We's a-starving, what else you got?
Another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, are you looking, Granny?
Yeah, I see fish.
Fish? Doggy, what kind of fish?
Catfish, that fish. There's a real delicious fish. Stiff squirrel, stuffed squirrel, tender and tough squirrel. Goose eggs, loose eggs, and I'll introduce eggs that you never ate before.
She fainted.
Granny, hurry up with the vittles. Miss Drysdale turned green and fainted for your good cooking.
Yeah, Granny, tell us more. Makes my mouth water.
What we're eating for vittles, Granny? What we're eating for vittles, Granny? We're plumb hungry. What do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ooh, I see gizzards.
Gizzards? Doggies. Double doggies. What kind of gizzards?
Gizzards. Chopped up in gravy and they're sopped up. That's what's a-stewin' in my pot.
That's what we eat. That's what we eat. That's what we eat. The very best. Radio means imagination.
You're hearing innovations in sound.
Cheese, please.
Oh, we got critters on the ceiling. Critters on the wall.
Mansion and move to a ranch. And
no, Pa, they don't mind if we stay.
In the cement pond they're swimming, Ellie's favorite cat. Her nanny goes a-hiding since she ate my hat.
The monkey pays by Annie and the parrot sings his song.
He's got the words all right, but the melody is wrong.
Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae.
Oh, Ellie Mae.
There's new critters with new litters every day.
Listen, Ellie dear, the time to move is near.
We don't need to move, Pop. They all love it here.
There's a possum beneath my sofa. Should be in my soup. Chickens in the closet. We ain't got no chicken coop. Today I found your hound dog, Ellie, and I'll admit he's clean. He was sleeping in the floor. Machine.
Ellie Mae.
Oh, Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae.
Oh, Ellie Mae.
There's new critters with new litters every day.
Listen, Ellie dear, the time to move is near.
We don't
please, please, with Ellie Mae and Critters.
Many critters.
Yeah, I think it's all those in a mansion. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea.
Lots of rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of rooms and lots of poop, too. You have to clean up.
You know, they're used to having an outhouse.
Yeah, that's true. And before that, we had Granny. Oh, man. That's...
On a plate of gizzards and gravy?
Oh, no, 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 no. No beaver. No.
Gizzards don't come from beaver.
No, no. She said beaver in there, too. I heard that.
You mean you don't want to eat beaver?
No. They call that the best? I guess roadkill was good for them. I don't know.
Well, they didn't say the beaver was roadkill.
No, but
they just wanted to eat the hairy beaver.
Yeah, right. Okay. Enough of that. My name is Star Dude.
And I'm Daffodil Daisy Dukes.
And, hey, actually, Daffodil, you look pretty good on your Daisy Dukes there.
I'm a little cheeky in my Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, just a little bit. But they look pretty good. I was going to put on a pair, but you said no.
Yeah, you wouldn't look quite so cheeky in a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Oh, I was saying, what about my Speedo, though?
We're not talking about... No.
Okay,
strike that thought from your mind. We're going to talk about the giant jackrabbit.
Okay, that's fine. It's the payoff time. We promised you some details on the most watched episode of Beverly Hillbillies, and...
It was the season 2 episode, The Giant Jackrabbit. It was the most watched telecast up to the time of its airing.
Well, the giant...
And it's still the most watched half-hour episode of a sitcom of all time.
The giant jackrabbit?
Yeah, it was a kangaroo. But they'd never seen a kangaroo, so they thought it was a giant jackrabbit.
I tend to think of a Warner Brothers...
No. Warner Brothers, they always think it's a mouse.
Oh, well, okay.
And Sylvester and Balxing, and it's always bad.
Yeah, but that someone's been watching, like, cartoons, maybe.
I mean,
maybe,
you don't get how popular this program was when it was on the air.
Well, tell me more.
It was the most popular program in the United States.
You mean there was something before American Idol?
Way before.
Oh.
It got Emmy nominations and everything.
Really? This show got Emmy nominations?
This show was so popular, CBS asked the creator to pen 2 more folksy comedies.
Oh, and he did.
He did. Petticoat Junction and Green Acres. Green Acres is the place for me.
Yeah, Green Acres sort of took the reverse attitude.
Opposite.
Yeah, they moved from the city to the country with this... it was Ava Gabor, not Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, Ava Gabor.
Yes, darling, take off. It's just, it was funny, but it just, I don't know what to say. But we'll do a Green Acres profile if we can find an album where Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor sang. How's that?
That's a good possibility.
Well, you never know. And we're continuing with the music, and you said Petticoat Junction. Petticoat Junction has a unique twist to a cartoon classic. Yes.
So does, but you know what? You're missing the point, because she was on Beverly Hillbillies, too.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she played Jethro's mother, Pearl.
Oh, no, what? Bea Benaderet?
Yeah, she played, Jethro's mother, Burl Bodine.
Oh, okay.
Pearl
Bodine was Bea Benaderet.
The laziest woman ever.
Oh, okay. Bea Benaderet. And there's a bit of a hint, because she also played the voice of Betty on the original Flintstones until she passed away in 1968. And, you cannot beat that Betty laugh.
I try.
Well, try it one more time. Hey, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
And I can honestly say, when I saw her on camera, I didn't know Betty was an older woman.
An old woman.
Yeah, well, okay, fine.
Anyway, now what are we going to play? More music.
To the music. We've got Max Baer Jr. himself, Jethro Bodine with the cast, and Jethro, who's a powerful man. And we're starting it off with Ellie's spring song, Donna Douglas as Ellie Mae. And she sort of can sing. What's she doing on this show?
She was kind of stuck in with the rest of them.
Ah, okay. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
It's the first day of spring and Granny's whomping up her tonic fur to give to all the family and her kin. Though it tastes mighty bitter, it is good for man and critter, 'cause it gets your blood to running free again. She's alone in the kitchen, if you peek you'll get a switching, 'cause her tonic is a secret she won't tell. It's got roots, yards and blossoms, and the renderings from possums, plus a lot of secret stuff the store don't sell. Granny's brew, good for you. If you're off your feed, you ought to have some too. Even Paul leaves his fiddles, he just sits out front and whittles. Cousin Jethro is a-sleeping in the shade. Instead of doing her spring cleaning on her mop and pearls a-leaning, Granny'd better get that batch of tonic made. There's a gong, won't be long till the family's back to feeling good and strong.
Good and strong, good and strong, good and strong.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
Jethro's a powerful man. His strength he knows not of. If and ever he shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove. Yeah, better wear an iron glove.
His car a little push and pushed it off a cliff.
Yeah, he pushed it off a cliff.
That horseshoe pitching contest, Jethro will come through. He don't just pitch the horseshoes, he'll pitch the horses too.
Yeah, he'll pitch the horses too.
Strong. He can add clean up to 10 and he's hardly ever wrong.
Yeah, he's hardly ever wrong.
Miss Jean once took me bowling. I threw the ball so hard. I knocked down half the building on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard.
Jethro's a powerful man. His strength he knows not of. If and ever he shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove.
Yeah, better wear an iron glove.
Geez, please, with none other than Max Baer Jr. and a little help with the cast. And Jethro's a powerful man. And before that, we had Ellie Mae. Donna Douglas herself and Ellie's spring song right here on Keys, Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil Daisy Dukes.
Hope you're having fun with our celebrity slip-up spotlight of the Beverly Hillbillies TV show.
Yes, we're having fun bringing it to you, but we're at an end.
Oh, it's so quick. It's so fun.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, we're ending off the show with the cast in Back Home USA, but we're starting off the set with
the banker who loved Jed for
his money. And his face would turn green if Jed threatened to take the money out of the bank.
Oh, gosh, look out. He would freak. He was like a, you know.
Very quick facts.
Yes.
Buddy Ebsen, Irene Ryan, and Donna Douglas appeared in every single episode.
Cool.
All 274.
Cool.
Max Baer Jr. appeared in 273 of the 274.
Cool. And run outside and get it on DVD if you don't have it playing in your area.
Or check it out on Wikipedia, or you might find something on YouTube, or you never know.
Okay.
Just look around.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yeah. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with money.
Oh, chief, the greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money.
Oh, come now.
How serene, that lovely green of legal tenderness.
Nothing acts like or attracts like.
It buys happiness.
Oh, well.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I have a question I've so long wanted to ask.
Yes, Chief.
Is the money really greener in the other fellow's bank?
Certainly not. I've made a thorough investigation of the matter. It only seems greener.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. In fact, our bank has so much cash in it.
One look at it, I'm passionate. That's money.
You mean Clampett money. What if the Clampetts ever drew it out?
Miss Hathaway!
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my head. I swear I'd cry a little.
A little? I know I'd die, not a little.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
We thank our lucky stars, we bank our lucky stars on money. I treasure each account with loving care.
Oh, indeed he does. I guess that deep inside us
there's a touch of old King Midas.
Hail to the king!
Thank you.
Not at all.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
Lucky to have friends who take such interest in your money.
Bye, doggy granny, you're right.
We suck.
Nobody has to know about this.
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
Now, some folks like the city, and it may be okay, but the place I like is down the pike back home, USA. The folks are warm and friendly, and they greet you this away. Howdy, how you been? Just walk right in back home, USA.
The living's clean and healthy, a short pace down the road.
If you don't care for country air, you're two bricks shy of a load.
Shy of a load, shy of a load, two bricks shy of a load.
Now if you ever get there, I know you're gonna stay. You'll feel alive once you arrive back home, USA.
Now you're gonna see Pea Ridge, High Ridge, Long Ridge, Low Ridge, Sunrise, Sunset, Bellevue, Rome,
Mincy, Muncie, Quincy, Swansea,
Whipple Tree, as you travel back home,
Danville, Danville, Ketchikanville,
Apple Valley, Mandalay, Neighbor Mountain,
and Bell Fountain.
Now you know you're on your way.
Snowflake, Hole Cake, Square Shake, Mud Lake,
Eustis, Purdy, Cripple Bear,
Gainesville, Waynesville, Fargo, Zanesville,
don't give up, you're almost there.
Newville, Redville, Whiteville, Blueville,
stop, get out and shout your rain.
You hear that fiddle, you're smack in the middle of back home, USA. Hey!
Clean and healthy, a short piece down the road.
If you don't care for country air, you're two bricks shy of a load.
Shy of a load, shy of a load, two bricks shy of a load.
Now if you ever get there, I know you're gonna stay. You'll feel alive once you arrive back home, USA. Back home, USA. Back home, USA.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, Dwarfed, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at CJSF.com.